Run the track.
Run the track. Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh no!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Foster. Co-host, Christy Marie. Sound guy, Ivan.
Hey.
Sound guru, Ivan, I guess I should say. The Sultan of Sound, Ivan Ishko.
The Sultan of Sound. I like that.
I came up with like five of them in my car yesterday. I wanted to do a different one every week, and I just blew my load on this one. Welcome to Foster the Podcast. Check us out, fosterthepodcast.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Foster the Podcast. We're here at our new studios in Eagle Rock.
Love it.
California. It's so cozy here.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Good times.
We have so much to do today. I have overstuffed the show. We're going to have to get to all of it. I have a relationship question. I have a Justin's helpful article. I have a weird news article. We have to do a Chrissy baby update. I have to talk about what happened a couple of weeks ago. And then we have to recap The Bachelor like really fast.
Okay.
Which I'm super upset. You didn't even watch it yesterday.
I know.
People were so excited that we're going to be doing weekly Bachelor recaps, and you missed it.
I think I'm 2 weeks behind. The last one I watched was the one where they did the photo shoot and the girl took her top off.
Yes.
That wasn't yesterday. That was the one before, right?
Right. Okay. So you're almost caught up.
Yeah. That
chick is a nightmare.
Yeah, she's an absolute nightmare. And at first I was like, she's doing this on purpose for attention. And then I was like, oh, nope. She just sucks.
Right.
Never mind. I take it back.
I know at least 10 Corinnes in my life.
Yeah. Yep.
I might have dated or gone out with one or two Corinnes in my life.
Yeah. Yep. They exist. It's real. She's a real situation. And
so if you guys don't know, Corinne's the one that gets super drunk. She's the one that always wants to grab his face and make out with him.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that's like, when other girls are like talking to him, she just appears out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, can I borrow you for a second?
She thinks it's a wet t-shirt contest and it's like a skin to win situation, but I'm not entirely sure that it is, but it may be.
So last night on the episode that you missed, the fucking only girl on the show missed The Bachelor.
Sorry.
she has a great idea last night. So as you left last week's episode, the big reveal is that he had sexual relationships with a
he
girl
banged
on there.
That chick who like was like, oh, I hope nobody finds out, and then tells everybody. First she like dropped 50 hints leading up to it, and then no one was like biting or asking any more questions or like whatever with this bitch, and so she just straight up told a girl.
She was like, I guess no one's following. I'm sure the producers are like, sprinkle a little bit here and there, and then finally she's like, yeah, I banged him.
Right. And just tell somebody.
So that came out on last week's, and that was like the big, and then everyone was shocked, and they do a slow motion pan to everyone's surprised faces.
I know, but how gross was his way of telling everybody?
Real bad.
You know what I mean? Like, and then I banged her. Like, it was so gross and crass the way that it all came
out. That's the dude you like. I've stood by the fact that I think he's a piece of shit.
See, I liked him from the very beginning, and now that I'm supposed to like him, I think that he might be the worst person that there is.
I think he's real bad. I think that he sucks.
Yeah.
And when you told me, and I'm gonna be honest here. A few people, my girlfriend included, you were like, they were like, really, Christy? They was very surprised that you went to bat for him on the episode the 2 weeks ago.
Well, I take it all back, but I don't get it. Like, I've liked him for so long, and now he can't carry a show. It's very obvious that he's just taking all of his cues from the producers to play along with their little games and stuff.
Yeah.
He's not standing up to any of the chicks and making them act right. It's just, it's very, very gross.
Right.
So I retract all positive statements made towards Nick the Bachelor. And I apologize. You know, I'm only human. I make mistakes.
That's fine. Good. All we wanted was a public apology. Okay. That's all we asked for.
So super extra yucky.
You didn't miss too much. So I went to a Christmas party last night.
Right.
And it's almost February now.
It's fine.
And this is Hollywood. Nothing's ever on time.
No.
So I just caught a little bit of the snippets. I was like, well, Christy will know more because she's probably at home drinking tea, watching her right now. So what I saw basically was your girl Corinne.
Yeah.
Decides it'd be really cool to get naked and just put a trench coat on.
Okay.
And have him lick whipped cream off of her boobs.
Ew.
She gets super drunk. He's like, "This is too much for me." She runs off and cries, talking about how she wants a smaller boob job. And
Oh my goodness.
Woe is me, right?
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And then also surprise all the girls that were pan faces from him sleeping with the other girl. It didn't give a shit.
She wanted a smaller boob job, as in she already had one and she messed up?
Like,
or she naturally had big boobs? And
I think that she's had a boob job before. Okay.
Right.
And I think that it's like, oh, they're just too big, and that's why
that's
people aren't
going to... That's what he meant by he couldn't handle it, is like yes. the size and girth right. of her breasts.
People don't take me seriously because my boobs are so big.
That's not why people don't take you seriously.
Right.
It's your voice and all of your ideas and who you are as a person.
Yeah, and that you're a drunken mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, sloppy, drunken mess.
So it didn't go so well for Corinna last night.
No.
You guys.
Poor gal. Poor gal. But how long, like how long are we going to be made to endure this chick before the producers are like, fine, you can send her home now?
Until the end.
No.
I think that she'll be in the last like two episodes for
you
sure.
You think so?
For sure.
Normally the crazy one is like when there's four people left, she's the fourth one to go home before the final three.
But she's super hot. She loves making out with him, and she loves pissing all the other girls off.
Right.
Like, they're not going to get rid of that. She's the only one that's causing conflict on that show right now.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. When it gets down to four, because then the last two episodes are, like, the final three, and then you're supposed to believe that everybody, like, deeply loves
gotcha.
Each other.
Gotcha.
So you can't still have the silly tramp on the show
I'm
when
calling
you're
it that
meeting
she,
parents.
I'm calling it that she, like, leaves on her own.
Right.
She does a
it's
tantrum.
All too much.
Yeah, and she has to go back to wherever shitty place she's from.
Just take my boobs and go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they'll like interview her later, and she'll be like, "I found love," and it'll be some dude who's just another piece of shit also.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I like try to watch that show and be like, what would I do if I were on this show? I think I would be a really bad bachelor.
Yeah.
I think I would be a really shitty bachelor.
Yeah.
Cause like I try to watch it and they're always like at some like crazy like he's been in the air twice in
right.
two episodes like one he went like on a helicopter ride and
yeah.
the other one they went like zero gravity like I'm like no
yeah there's definitely way too many plane flights involved for me
yes.
to be a participant.
One
on
of them
show.
They land on a ship. Did you see that one where they land the helicopter
yeah.
on a boat in the
yes.
ocean? I'm like
I don't want to do that.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And not like, oh, but then, you know, he took my hand and I felt so confident. I'd be like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Like, get me a yacht. I want to go on a yacht. I'm not getting
right.
in that shitty fucking taxi cab helicopter.
They do that. We're gonna land on a helicopter, on a yacht, and we're going to drink champagne in the middle of the ocean. I was thinking, like, if I was on the Bachelor, I'd be like, hey, have a set at the ice house tonight if you want to stop by. There's still a 2-item minimum.
See, and that would be your shtick, too, because every guy's got to have, you know, every person has to have a shtick. And
yeah.
you'd be like, he's a comic, so everything you do would have to be like, I'm a silly guy, and I like a silly girl. And so today we're going to clown school. Like, everything would be
yeah.
so over
You're
the top.
Right. We're going to spray each other with silly string.
Yeah, because I'm just so zany. Yucka yucka.
You're so right. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of clown school.
Yeah, great segue. Jesus Christ. So the news article that I brought in for this week that's really upset me, and it's people are divided on this. Probably I don't know if it's 50-50, but a lot of people are have opinions about this.
You are so weird with the circus, bro.
Christy, after 146 years, Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus to shut down.
Yeah.
To shut down.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
The circus to me is like one of those things that like no matter what's going on, it's like the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
right? No matter what's going on with everybody in the world, right? With countries hating each other and this and that and the threat of
Are you being fucking serious right
I'm
now?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
We all come together for the Olympics and it just for a
right.
brief moment of time.
That's correct.
That is how I feel about the circus.
But that's how you feel about the circus, but yet it's not true at all. People don't come together. People don't lay down arms to go to the circus.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they
Cold
do.
Cold War.
Yep.
Moscow Circus came to New York.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The circus is one of those things for 146 years.
All right.
And now they've shut it down. They've
okay.
shut it down.
Yeah.
Can I just read you this? After its nearly century and a half run, Ringling Brothers plans to shut down the greatest show on earth,
uh-huh.
by the way. They didn't give themselves that title.
Okay.
The world gave them that title.
Okay.
The Historic American Spectacle will deliver its final show in May. The chairman and CEO says that declining ticket sales, they...
Yeah, because you can't beat the shit out of elephants and then have everybody like you.
They've retired their touring elephants, yeah. and people, now that the elephants aren't there anymore, that people are they're shutting it down.
Go ahead, Ivan.
As an animal trainer,
yes.
They don't beat the shit out of the elephants. They just do that when they're really young. And then later on, they don't have to.
Yeah. It's like whipping your kids when they're young, yeah, so they don't yell in a movie theater.
Are you guys crazy? Raised.
Okay. Can I say first? Can I say firsthand really fast?
Uh-huh.
I had a friend who worked for Barnum & Bailey. He was a circus clown.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to go backstage at Ringling Brothers, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And I got to see... Now, obviously, they're not going to pull out a belt and, like, whip elephants in front of us, but they were handled with such care, and they were treated so kindly, and then we got to go back to where they all lived, right?
Right.
They still take trains.
Right.
And we got to go... You don't give a shit about this.
No.
But for me, it was the best. We got to go backstage. I got to sit in the clown car.
Yeah.
I got to go into the train where they were at and see, like, got to hang out with, like, circus people and stuff.
Yeah.
It was super awesome. And the animals looked super happy.
Okay.
And here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm upset.
Okay.
That you've shut this thing down.
Yeah.
Now you've just released hundreds and hundreds of carnies back into the wild. Is that what you people want? These people going back into society?
What are they going to do? They're going to have to find carnivals.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
They're going to have to find carnivals.
Bunch of clowns driving for Uber.
Join Cirque du Soleil. They're going to have to work on their silks routine.
That's how Uber pools. Yeah.
the open mic scene's going to get flooded.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. You think it's bad? You think traffic's bad now? Wait till you see a bunch of motorcycles on fire on the 405 just doing circles. So they shut it down. Christy, it's the end. So you're okay with this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's just... outdated, and
where the elephant's
gonna go. They're hopefully to reserves where they can live out their days.
They can't go back into the wild.
No,
all the animals would shun them.
No,
oh,
they
look,
cannot go
here
back.
Here they come. Huh?
They show up in like their flouncy collars. Look at this guy.
Oh, look, you guys like to dance on balls, huh?
No, dude.
Welcome home.
They'll go to reserves. I just think that the circus is outdated. And
you think
it was
had
eventually,
its day, huh?
Yeah. I think it was a long time coming.
Oh, I just remember some of my greatest memories of being a child
down,
was going to the circus.
I just wish they could have kept the circus and got rid of the clowns.
What?
Because clowns are scary.
Yeah. Like if it was just like an animal show.
The clowns
That's
are actually
the opposite of what they needed to do.
Just more animals.
What you're looking for is a zoo, Ivan. A zoo is what you're looking for.
Bears don't jump on top of balls and
yeah.
That's true.
So they shut it down. And that was one of the greatest memories of my shout out to my buddy Eric who got us and Alex who got us backstage at Ringling Brothers. And dude, we got to see it was really cool because he was like, hey, a lot of people think this is fake glass that the guy walks on. Touch it. It was real glass.
Ooh.
Right? We got to sit in the clown car. The clown car was like covered with like air fresheners from like Seven. Remember the Seven when they brought the
right.
So when I was young, I thought there was a hole in the bottom, and all the clowns just came up from under the hole, and it looked like they're all Tetris style into the car, right?
God,
we got to sit in the metal cage that the motorcycles ride in.
Right,
it was like super awesome.
Yeah,
and then we got to go.
I'm glad you had a fun day.
Yeah, the animals were happy.
Okay,
they were getting stuff. They were getting fed. And
what's
stuff.
The next story you've got for us, Justin?
But I wanted to talk about this though.
Okay,
so Alex, the clown, was telling me that they legit have clown groupies.
Oh, I'm sure they have clown groupies.
Christy,
I believe that 100%.
These girls know when the circus comes to town and they line up because they want to get banged by clowns in full makeup.
Yes. Yes. Those people for sure exist. There's no question about it. Yeah.
Tell me that wouldn't be the greatest documentary on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Clown fuckers.
Dude, I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Could you imagine... Yeah.
There's a fetish for everything. Of course there's clown groupies.
Like, I understand when Motley Crue comes to town or when Kiss rolls through, but who looks at the, like, Barnum & Bailey and gets excited?
Yeah. I think as long as you're getting on stage doing anything, there's someone who's going to try to bang you.
Oh, my God.
Regardless of what it is.
But you didn't even know that, they want to be called, by the clown's, name. They don't want to know your real name. You have to be in full makeup.
Right.
You have to squirt the flower.
No. Nope. Negative.
Clown groupies to me was the craziest, most terrifying, grossest fetish that I could possibly think of. I mean, no, I'm sure that there's probably more than that. But clowns are like kind of creepy as is.
Yeah.
And to just get banged by
random. But there's like furries and all, you know what I mean? Like there's so much
furries is weird
of stuff
too.
Like that.
I don't want to say weird if that's what you're into because everyone, but it's kind of weird.
Right. There's a fetish for everything. Live and let live.
I think I would do a furry party more than I would like want to.
Clown banging?
Clown bang.
I'm envisioning a sexy clown right now.
Are you? Like a chick clown?
It. Yeah, I kind of get it.
We have to like
a Halloween style, like mini tutu.
Like right when she's about to orgasm, she like squeezes her nose. Oh, it's so crazy to me. All right. So moving on. Baby update. Christy's baby update.
Babies are doing awesome. Yeah. We are getting there. Both of them are taking all, they're going from tube feeding to bottle and breastfeeding, which is awesome. And, once they get that down and once they gain a couple more grams, they're getting tested to come home. So,
yes.
Yep. We're a couple weeks away, folks.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah.
It's been really awesome. I get to give them their bottles and I get to breastfeed them every day. And, I wanted to share something really interesting and creepy that I don't know if everybody knows happens, but when you breastfeed babies, they feel very comfortable and safe and at home. And the first time I saw it, it was very, very strange and a little creepy to me. They get so happy that like their eyes roll back into their head.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, ha. Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very, very interesting to have someone suckling you and being like, ooh.
I mean, I still do that.
I was like, well, that's very, very, very interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute, but also kind of like weird.
It is. It is both cute and weird at the exact same time. In all fairness, they make the same face like if they fart real good. Oh, so, you know, whatever. It's just their happy face.
That's got to be like, you're like giving, like they're literally drinking life though. So they're probably just like, oh, this is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Nectar straight from the source.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's pretty friggin' adorable.
They're getting so big too.
I know. My little boy's about to hit 4 pounds and little girl's about to hit 3.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
since
great.
They started at 1.5.
Do you have a favorite yet? I'm gonna
get you to say it eventually. I'm gonna make them.
I'm gonna invite you to say it.
They're gonna have to go through trials. I love them both equally until puberty, and then I'll probably like my son better.
Yeah. Well, remember, beat them early. If we learned anything from this podcast,
I was the favorite in my family out of three.
Really?
There's no question.
Very clear.
They kept saying like, "Oh, we don't have it," but I'm like, "I know."
You always know a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. They never say. You should pull them both aside separately once they hit a certain age. Be like, by the way, you're my favorite.
Right. Don't tell your sister. Yeah, don't tell your brother. It's our little secret. Our little girl is going to be like a super duper daddy's girl.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that my son just thinks I'm the greatest thing in the world.
And he will.
I'm there every day for like 8 hours a day. Uh-huh. And then my husband rolls in and like is like, oh, hey, Adeline. And just like she stops looking at me altogether and just like smiles and winks at him. I'm like, all right, chick.
All he has to do is the bare minimum.
Right.
That's so great.
Yeah. It's such some dad crap.
It's like the dad who's like never around but shows up on birthdays with like motorbikes. And like, scooters.
That's the best.
You're the best.
He makes funny sounds.
The mom's like, I've worked 3 jobs to put food on this table.
My nipples will never be the same. But he's the funny guy. Yeah. That's who you save your smiles for. Real cool, kids. Real cool.
Speaking of daddy's girl, how do you feel about adults that call their dads daddy?
Oh, God damn it. Thank you. I think it's so weird.
So here's the thing.
What?
I talk shit about that all the time. Uh-huh. And then my husband's like, you know, you refer to your dad as daddy.
Do
and
you?
And I'm like, no, I don't. And then I paid attention and I do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy.
So he calls me and I'm like, hey, daddy, what's up?
Well, if it's a joke.
Right.
It's a cute thing.
Right. But I'm never like, daddy, hi, with like baby voice.
Oh,
so I think that's why I never noticed it.
Hey, because, daddy. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, hey, daddy, what's up?
What if a dude does it? What if my dad goes, hey, daddy, papa.
I call my dad papa.
Do you? Papa. Yeah. Papa's
that's
good.
How, just in Russia, that's how you
Russian, yeah. Papa.
So, I talked a ton of trash about it and then like notice that that is what I say, but I think it's the inflection and the baby voice that's used. My daddy said that blah 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 blah.
Oh my god! My daddy said he would.
This is like the only piece of advice I could ever give. If you're dating a girl and her dad calls and she picks up the phone going, "Hi, daddy." That's the red flag you need.
Really?
Just get out.
Just go ahead and leave.
Wow.
Up and go.
Yeah, that is super weird to me. I call my girlfriend mommy sometimes. And she fucking hates it. She's like, "God, you're creeping me out." I'm like, "What do you want for dinner today, mommy?"
But that means he was such a good dad that he will be number one
forever.
And he never established a boundary.
Yeah, you can never compete. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm really excited about you raising LA kids.
Oh, I don't know that's what's going to happen.
You've
got
to get out. You can't raise children in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I saw a 9-year-old the other day with a fucking mohawk. I wanted to strangle him so bad.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
For some reason, I figured coming in with like kale chips and stuff and like, "Mama, is this gluten free?" Every kid born, they have a British accent for some reason.
I was on Amazon looking through stuff for the kids and there's allergy bracelets, right? Like you put the rubber band bracelets on your kids when you send them off to school. It says I'm allergic to penicillin, I'm allergic to peanuts, whatever. And there were ones that were like for vegan kids and for gluten free kids and for all of that. Yeah. Like, can you imagine?
Those are the type of kids that get the fucking circus shut down. Pussies. Could you imagine? I mean, if you're a kid and you have like a peanut allergy and it's like severe, I understand.
100%.
But let's relax with an 8-year-old vegan.
Right.
I think we've just lost all of our animal rights followers on this episode. But I don't give a shit.
From beginning to end.
Take your kid to Burger King.
Right.
Get him a fucking Whopper.
Give him some nuggets.
Get him a toy that's probably not safe that they're going to recall 6 weeks later.
Right.
Live a little.
Just give him some nuggets.
Yeah.
It's probably all soy protein anyways.
Yeah, right.
You know what
I mean?
Take
him to McDonald's, get him kale.
That's fine.
My niece is a hardcore vegan, or her parents are.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they've gotten so much cooler now where they know that people are going to give her cheese and maybe some meat and some chicken nuggets. And they're just like, whatever. For the most part, she's completely vegan.
Right.
Right.
But when they were first on this kick, they almost stopped talking to their parents because their parents didn't understand.
Sure.
And they're like, "No, if you feed our kid meat, we will not, you won't see them anymore."
Right.
Like, that's how serious they were about it. And the saddest part is during Easter, they had an Easter egg hunt, but the eggs are from animals and it's terrible to do. So instead of Easter eggs, they painted tangerines and they hid tangerines all over the yard. I'm like, that's so sad.
That's too much.
Goodness.
That's too much.
And the energy that you have to exert to keep those things away from your kids. Yeah, you don't want your kid to eat a bunch of sugar, but the kid's going to go out into the world and have sugar.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know. And the way I look at it, it's like, dude, yes, would I love to eat plants and vegetables all the time and be sure? Yeah.
Absolutely.
In a perfect world, yeah.
Absolutely.
But there's so much other things in this world that you have to give up that are bad for you. Let me have bacon.
Right.
You know what I mean? A kid's got to go through so much shit, and life is weird, and being a teenager sucks, and you're not supposed to smoke, and if you drink too much, it's bad, and stay away from drugs, and don't talk to strangers. Let the kid fucking hunt Easter eggs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Let a kid be a kid.
Right. Absolutely. 110%.
That bacon we had the other day at Harvest Moon.
Oh, my goodness.
I would have left my family for. Don't deny people that. You know what I mean?
That was very good bacon.
It just hurts me, man.
Yeah.
It just hurts me. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, we're definitely not gonna perpetuate the lie of Santa Claus to our child.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Let the kid.
Right. Right. And now that kid has to go to school with a bunch of other kids, and it's going to be that shitty kid.
The weird
that's
kid.
That's Santa Claus isn't real to the other 6-year-olds.
Right, yes.
Nobody likes that kid.
No one likes a kid. The
and
kid
now
ordering
your
cod
kid's an
at the
asshole,
cafeteria.
Right,
yes.
Because you wanted to be progressive.
Yeah.
Now your kid sucks.
Your kid's the shitty kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No one wants to hang out with it at friggin' Christmas time.
Good. So leave LA, Chrissy, before the kids are 3.
I think I will. I don't know. That's the biggest question. And I think that LA ruins you because as many crappy things that go on here, there's so much good things that are here.
Right.
So it's hard to pick. It's where are you going to go from here?
Right. LA's great. I fucking love it here. But
it
I
is.
Just couldn't imagine because it is so great.
Elsewhere,
then you have this. And I'm not, this sounds weird. Anyone who's born and raised in LA that's listening, I'm not shitting on you. I'm saying because this place is so progressive and it's so great, and it's like a world on its own.
Yeah.
You have this skewed view of the world that all 49 states are just shit.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone thinks that way, but the majority of people are
this
like...
This town in general is just white people problems. Right. You know what I mean? Like, the whole town is just white people problems.
Yes.
You know what I mean? My kale is wilted. Yeah. You know, like, it's that's what it is here.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
This place is out of pumpkin spice.
Right.
You know, there's too much traffic.
Right.
And I'm not getting service because we're in a dead zone.
Right.
That's like LA problems.
Right.
Where would you go? Where are the top three? And by the way, I'm joking. Do not leave. But if you had to go, what's top three?
If we had to go, definitely somewhere in Oregon. That's where my husband's from.
Absolutely.
So there's a couple different like Portland adjacent places that we have looked into eventually going to. I mean, I don't know. We would need like a big enough city, but something that's not.
Would you ever go back to Florida?
No. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think I'm going to end up dying in Florida.
I would love to die in Florida.
Yeah.
Like as an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think all my family just slowly migrated down there.
Yeah.
And I just missed Thanksgiving dinners with family and just like.
Yeah.
Hunting tangerines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love Florida, and I think it was a great place for me to be raised, but
let's all move to Vegas.
I don't think I could go back.
Let's take the podcast.
I can have little meffy kids.
Oh, no. Your kids are working at a casino at 15.
Nice Vegas suburb.
Hustling people.
I'm going to Vegas next week for the first time since I started GA.
Nice.
You're in GA?
Yeah. 250 days or something like that.
Dude, and, what are you doing? Why are you going there?
Because my best friend from Florida is going to be in Vegas, and my sister's... sister and husband, not my sister, it's my wife's sister and husband are going to be there.
Oh, dude. I'm going to be there the 27th at the South Point Casino. Plug. I don't know if this episode will be out by then, but you can't go to a McDonald's there without gambling.
I know.
What are your preparations?
Yeah.
How are you?
Well, I'll go to meetings beforehand.
Sure.
And I'm just, everyone knows. Everyone around me knows.
Okay.
So if I disappear, they're just going to be like, oh, there you go.
Right.
And I feel like if I go off of that deep end, I'll go hard.
Hey, if you guys listen to this, we're in need of a new sound guy here on Foster the Podcast. By the time this episode's come out, we haven't seen
all
Ivan
this gear
in 6 weeks.
Is going to be pawned.
Yeah.
He's just pre-confessing his relapse on the air.
How many days do you have?
Nice.
Between 250, 260. I haven't gone to a meeting in like a month. So.
Okay.
All right. I lost track.
So could you, and I have a couple of friends that are in the GA program, is it acceptable to leave credit cards here and to bring just a certain amount of cash with you that you know will get you through like the hotel room and food and stuff? Or do you find a way?
If you're going to gamble, you're going to gamble.
Right.
So if you relapse with, I don't know, I can't even imagine. If you relapse with only $100, you could stretch that $100 to 13 hours in the casino.
See,
you could also lose it in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I would be the guy that's like, all right, I got to get my fix. Like, all right, we're all cashed out.
That $100, I could probably, here's what's going to end up happening. It'll turn into like $2,000.
Sure.
And I will stretch that $2,000 out. I won't leave the casino.
Right.
I'll find a way to like make it work.
Until it all goes away.
Yeah, my wife will leave me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
See, but you're sober, and people could say the same thing of
exactly.
You've gone to Las Vegas nightclubs.
You work at a bar.
As a sober man.
Yeah.
You're a bartender. It blows my mind.
And you don't go to the nightclub with just $20 in your pocket for entry fees so that you don't drink.
Wow, that's a really good point.
Because if you wanted a drink, you'd have a fucking drink.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
If he wanted to gamble, he could gamble here just as easily as in, you know.
Yeah. Like, every time I drive by a casino here,
right.
my fucking heart drops.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that we have casinos
drops
here.
Drops into my stomach, and it hurts.
Yeah, but I also didn't go to Vegas. I also didn't go to Vegas. I didn't go to Vegas 100 days sober, though, either.
You don't think so? 250?
250, I think I probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. I don't know, man. You have to go?
Yeah, I love this guy.
Okay.
I love this guy a lot. He's worth it. He's worth the relapse.
Stop it. Stop it.
Christy, what do you bet? What do you bet he drinks in Vegas? what do you bet he gambles in Vegas?
Gambles in Vegas. See, I think
can I get in on the bet?
Yeah, no, is, no.
The thing is that you're gonna do what you're gonna do regardless of anything. And yeah. I say that, you know, whenever we've looked into like cheating apps or, you know, like to stop your spouse from cheating or whatever it is, I think regardless, people are gonna do whatever the hell people are gonna do. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are, what time it is, if that's you know, the plan, that's the plan.
Stay strong. Stay strong, Ivan.
Yeah, I just got to get creative on different ways to sabotage my life.
Go eat bacon. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Stop depriving yourself. Just go eat all the buffets.
Dude, at work we have bacon steak, Justin.
What is bacon steak?
Bacon steak. It's bacon that's not thinly sliced.
Holy
it's
like shit, half an a inch. Steak of bacon?
It's a bacon steak, and it is amazing. And some people don't know what it is, and they add it to their burgers, and their burger comes out with like an inch of bacon on it.
Oh.
It is really good, guys.
I just get so excited.
Whoa.
Yeah, see?
Bacon steak.
Go to Vegas. Go eat at Gordon Ramsay's little place. Go eat all of that. You know, we went, Chris and I were somewhere. We went to Vegas. We had a great time.
Yeah.
We ate all the food. We danced.
Yep.
We had ice cream, serendipity ice cream.
Yep.
At least I could still get drunk.
Yeah. So you got that.
So you can still get drunk.
So you can still have fun. You go, just piss your money away on something useful.
I'll go see Britney Spears again.
Yeah. There you go. How are we doing on time?
Half hour in.
Oh, great. Perfect. All right. So we got to get to the, do you want to do the Justin's helpful article or do you want to do the relationship question?
Question.
All right. So dating question here. Oh, by the way, we'll get to it later. We discussed something while you were gone that somebody wants us to bring back and get Christy's opinion on it. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
So this is actually a really good question that I found. So it's a dating question from a guy who goes to community college.
Okay.
And it's in between classes, he goes to like the community hall to like study. Right. And there's a girl who walks by me on her way to class down the hall from me. Sometimes she'll sit a couple of tables away or whatever. I went to get a number and I want to ask her out, but I don't really know how to go about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll see her walk and meet a guy in her class. I don't know if it's like she's dating or if it's just like a friend of hers. But every time it's super quiet and there's always people around and I feel awkward randomly going up to a person and asking for a number where literally everyone can see me.
Yeah.
I thought that's a really great, because if you're not like an overly confident guy, who wants to get rejected in silence?
And excuse anyways.
Excuse me. Hey, hi.
It's one of those spaces where you're like in your own space, like in the gym. Like no one wants to be hit on in the gym. No one wants to be hit on when they're studying in the library.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're in your own little thing. And if someone comes in, it's hard to get them the hell out.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like a bar where it's like, fuck off. And then you go to the side. So you gotta, he's gotta get her in the hallway.
Gotta get her, like, yeah. So follow her basically.
I don't know that I'm telling him to follow her, but he said that he sees her in the hall sometimes talking to this other dude.
Right. So then what? Excuse me. Hey, guy.
Well, no. When the guy walks away, you know, go up to her and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I always see you in the library. You know, what classes are you taking?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Just start up conversation.
Yeah. All right.
So this guy's shy, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming if he's writing into a dating.
I think shy guys only have one option.
Yeah.
And that's to embrace the shyness. Because there are girls out there that would really like shy guys that are real and honest about it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they like cocky guys, but if you walk up to a girl and be like, look, I'm really shy.
I'm terrified right
really
now.
Really hard.
Yeah.
But you're beautiful, and I've noticed you, and your lips are quivering, and you're just like, I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
That authenticity is going to be so much better than
very
like,
endearing.
What's up, girl?
Yeah.
Studying?
Sure. Like, yeah, you studying?
Studying this dick.
I just put your balls on her book.
That's all they got going for them.
Yeah. So embrace the shyness.
Yourself.
Yeah.
I'm shy. Sorry. Yeah. This is really hard.
Right. I've seen you in the library a bunch. I've been wanting to come up and talk to you, but it's always, you know, tell her. It's always quiet and I'm, you know, I'm a little shy. I just wanted to say hi, introduce myself.
For some reason, the whole scenario gives me straight anxiety.
Does it?
Like, hey, I saw you in the sorry. Like people shushing.
Sorry.
Hey, I see you. Oh, God. It's even like creepy, like I saw a dude one time approach a girl at a coffee shop where everyone's studying and drinking coffee, and literally everybody could hear this dude's conversation.
Right.
And of course she like turned him down. She's like, no, I have a boyfriend or whatever. And then he had to do that like you could hear his footsteps like walking through the coffee shop. And I'm like, oh God, that sucks. But at least he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. Yeah. He went out and got rejected, but. When everyone can hear you, and that's all people want to listen to, like, oh, this is good. People are leaning in.
Well, who meets like that anymore?
Nobody. Nobody
actually fashioned. Just like, it's either a friend of a friend or you're at a party or something like that.
But or
like,
an app.
Like, I've never heard of anyone just like meeting someone at Starbucks and be like, oh, you're kind of cute. What's your name?
Right.
Ugh, that's like such a
90s.
Which is such a baller people way don't to do it too.
Interact like that anymore.
Yeah. It's such a great way to, like, in the middle of the day when people are like in their like routine, they've got their blind, they're in their zone, and some dude's like, hey, let me buy you a cup of coffee. You're like, it's 2 p.m. Yes. Right. Yeah. Who is this guy?
I had a barista chat me up while I'm waiting for my drink.
Right.
And she's like, so what are you doing? You look really nice. And she, I don't know, she's flirting with me.
Right.
Oblivious.
She's,
right.
She's like, no, I was like, awkward.
Oh.
And she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to go do a set at the Ice House. She's like, oh, you're a comic. That's so brave, whatever. I'm like, this is more terrifying right now talking to you.
Yeah.
I flat out said that. I'm like, this is way more awkward for me than being on stage.
Yeah.
Give me 200 people instead of like a cute girl that's actually talking to me.
Right, exactly. Isn't that funny? Yeah. It's so funny that people that are like terrified of like one-on-one interaction versus like what we do like stand-up wise.
Yeah.
Like even I meant to tell this story last week. So I'm a huge Fall Out Boy fan. Like I love Fall Out Boy. So I got to meet Pete Wentz the other night, right? At the Improv.
Right.
He did a set. So he's doing like this reality show where every day he has to do like a different job or whatever.
Okay.
And so one of the jobs was he did comedy.
Right.
And so my buddy Jacob Siroff, who's been on the show, and Doug Benson, they all met and they helped him write a set.
Okay.
And then we went and watched him at the Improv and but he was so nervous before.
Right.
There was literally 30 people in the crowd, right?
Right.
And he was like, I'm super nervous. And my buddy Jake was like, dude.
My
buddy,
out.
Yeah, my buddy Justin, I saw you play bass on a hoverboard at the Hollywood Bowl. Like, what the fuck are you nervous about? He's like, yeah, just without my band. And you think about it, like, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying, but it's so much easier. I would rather do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then go and start up a conversation with a random, like,
it's
stranger.
A different level of intimacy.
Yeah.
It's a different level of intimacy. And it's what you're used to doing and you're prepared and all of that.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. I'd say just go, just, I like that. Embrace the shyness.
Yep.
Go out there and just do it.
But I would definitely suggest doing it somewhere outside of the library.
Yeah. Or pass her a note. Could you pass her a note?
You could totally pass her
a
note.
That's cute, right?
Or buy her an extra coffee and put your name and number on the sleeve.
Ooh.
And just drop the coffee down and go have a seat.
God, that's nice.
Go about your business.
Christy.
Follow her home.
Follow her home. See wait in her lives. Bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Invite her to the circus. Oh, wait.
So incredibly stupid.
All right, let's do a we're running out. Wait, let's do this helpful article that I found. Every week I like to bring in like something that's
awesome.
That kind of helps people understand people or helps. This really I like this one. This is personal to me because my grandmother used to do this all the time. So this is an article that says when the brain scrambles names, it's because you love them. Okay.
Okay.
And so basically it's saying like, I don't know if your parents did this, like my grandmother would, she would get flustered and she'd be like, Justin, David, Keith, Cody, whatever. And she would like recycle everyone. Right.
Right.
So basically what this article is saying. So, this girl, Samantha Deffler, she was young. Her mother would do that. She would call her by all her siblings' names.
Right.
She went on to be a cognitive scientist at, Rollins College in Florida, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to find out why this happens. So she did a study. She surveyed almost 2,000 men and women of different ages, and she found out that the naming mistakes is very common. It's because people you love is in a folder. So you have a folder in your brain of the people that you love and you care about. And so it's like a normal cognitive glitch. Like, so you go through that, and you're recycling the people that you love and you care about.
That's so funny.
Right? Which is interesting. It's not related to a bad memory or even to aging, but how the brain categorizes names. She goes on to say, it's like having a special folder for friends and family names stored in the brain. When people use the wrong name, overwhelmingly, the name that was used was in the same category. It's basically in the same folder. And she said the group that was affected the most were moms.
Okay.
So moms were affected the most by this.
I keep... calling my daughter Adeline Layla, which is my dog's name.
Okay, Christy, can I go on to say
yes.
that the dog's name is commonly in that folder.
Okay.
So it's saying...
I've had my dog 12 plus years.
Right. Yeah. So she would call us all the names. She would even call me the dog name. So whatever dog we had at the time would be included in the string along with my sister Rebecca and my brother Jesse. So her mom would call her that. So basically the dog name goes in that folder
too. That same folder.
But guess what does not?
What?
The cat.
Oh.
The cat, the hamster, the gerbil, the snake, the parrot.
Just dog.
Just the dog goes in there.
Interesting. Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. But there's I mean, you care for your cat, kind of, true. But you don't care for your cat like you care for your dog. Right. You know what I mean?
Cat's self-supporting, does its own thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. But your children, you care for, and your dog, you care for.
You're
in
ready
a way
for
that,
the cat lovers to start, like, flooding your...
Yeah, I know. Cat lovers, elephant lovers.
Well, I'm just saying, fact in general, if a cat goes to the bathroom, you don't have to help your cat go to the bathroom. It just goes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
independent.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a different level of independence. Not that there's a different level of love. There's just... Like I'm saying, you care for a dog, you care for your, you give care to your dog, you give care to your kids that you don't, that cats don't need.
Go ahead.
There's two times I do this, and I train dogs. So if I have 3-4 dogs around me, I usually have to yell like 3 or 4 names before I get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that with my wife and my sisters. So if my wife's upstairs, and especially if there's someone else in the house, on the 3rd try, I'll get her name.
Wow. Right.
First I'm like, cats,
right.
What's your name? Mary.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so the tricky thing that the article goes on to say is it sometimes happens with former loves. So you call the girl that you're in love with the name and the classic.
Oh, no, you don't.
And the classic example they gave was from Friends when he's standing up there and he calls.
I take thee, Rachel.
Yeah. Yes. I take thee, Rachel. Yes, exactly. They were saying that it's because it's in the same folder as Emily.
Oh, better not. You better switch folders. You better find a new folder.
Chris says, I will burn it down.
I will burn it down.
Oh my God. That's so great.
I swear I'm normal in most ways, but when it comes to jealousy stuff, I am insane.
You don't fuck around at all.
No, I do not. I am.
Ooh, she does not.
Oh yeah. No, I am insane when it comes to jealousy stuff. Yeah. I'm damaged goods when it comes to that. And I go bananas.
You fully embrace it, but you embrace it though.
Yeah.
Embrace your shyness. Embrace your crazy. I will set this place on fire if you piss me off.
I will set this place on fire. Justin was telling me a story, and I was like, if I was there, I would have killed everybody and then burned the building to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. All right. So there you go. That's our, I think that's a good stopping point to wrap this episode up. I like that. I like the, because I used to get so frustrated. I'm like, why can't she remember my name?
Yeah.
And now I can see why.
But you have no problem with names.
Huh, me?
Yeah.
I do. I'm getting worse, man. I'm starting to do the thing where I have to pause and because I know so many people and there's so many people in my life, whether from it's this place or that place or comedy or back home and it's like, I am starting to get that way.
That's a tough one too, is when you interact in so you're not just home and work and with friends when you've got like a ton of places and you have to remember where they all come from.
Yeah, it gets very confusing sometimes. So there's a guy I know, he calls everybody Peaches or Lala. Like, hey, Peaches, hey, Lala. It's because he never has to remember anybody's name. He never screws it up. Hey, Lala. It's like the guy that's always like, hey, buddy.
Right.
Hey, buddy. You're like, oh, this guy.
Except way weirder because he's saying Peaches and Lala.
I love it. I think it's great. I'm going to be that old guy that's like, what's up, Lala? So there you go. All right. That's a good stopping point. Embrace your shyness. That's good. That's a nice little nugget of helpfulness right there.
Don't cross Christy.
Yeah. Don't make Christy jealous.
Don't put your hands near my man.
You know, if you, sorry about the circus.
Sorry about the circus.
Don't get naked in a trench coat with whipped cream if you're trying to find a husband.
Nope.
And cut your loved ones some slack so they can't if they can't remember your name. All right. Well, we didn't get to my story. We'll do that sometime soon. Whatever. All right. So that's good. That's a good stopping point. Let everyone plug your stuff. If you guys want to find me, it's Justin Comic Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Justin Comic. I got a bunch of shows coming up, Vegas, San Diego, all that good stuff. Ivan, how can people find you?
Ivan Ishkoff, all one word. Christy? Everywhere.
At Rowan Moon Reiki.
Awesome. And for our show, go to fosterthepodcast.com. Please go to iTunes, subscribe to Foster the Podcast on there. Give us a good review. We've got a couple of reviews that I haven't been able to read yet, so we'll get that too. So we'll read the reviews. Keep tweeting at us. Keep sending us your emails on Facebook. All right, that's our show. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.